the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net calls nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echo Link, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet, and then give your name and location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. I have 19 early check-ins on my list. It includes myself. I'm number one on my list. Next up, I have W2MJB. He is checking in by phone relay. W4FCM and N4IEI, Mr. Fred and Miss Isla checking in from Traveler's Rest. KM4BLH, Kurt, checking in from Greenville. KO4RUR, Chris, checking in from Greenville. KW4TS, Jim from Pelzer. KO4RAX, Jim from Dacusville. K4OST, OSH. My handwriting is so sloppy. Mr. Pat, checking in from Malden. 1CJW, Roland from Pickens. KO4KFS, Tommy from Greenville. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, checking in from Anderson. N4WRO, Bill, checking in from Easley. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, checking in from Piedmont. KG4PFI, Don, checking in from Piedmont. KN4RJN, John, checking in from Brown Summit. KA5WLL, that's Leroy, checking in from Taylor's. Then I have KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, checking in from Blue Ridge. And finally, Mr. Mal, checking in from Prosperity, K4XMR. I'd like to thank all those for checking in on the pre-net check-in. It's handy when you have a conflict in the evening or want to retire before the net is completed. I'd like to give the opportunity for any new hams that are listening in, any new hams that would like to check in, please come on the radio and say net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to invite EchoLink stations to check in. EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4HTP.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative and listening in. Everybody try to stay warm tonight.
This is KN4HTP, in control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, checking in from Inman, KN4VWA. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Steve. It's nice to have you with us. All right, at this time I will begin the RF check-ins. And tonight being Sunday, got my days of the week straight this time. We start with the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please check in by calling Net Control.
4-HTP. Evening. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KM4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Over HTP. KN Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
And Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, W4CWS, colon, in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, checking in from Piedmont, KK4DMW. And Mr. Rick brings along with him his wife, there we go, probably both, wife and life, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and daughter Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Rick, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. I want to express my gratitude to you, Dave, for the extra work you put in to manage this net so that we can all enjoy this opportunity to check in on the radio each night. Next up, I'd like to welcome Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Keith. Next up, I have W4CWF, Colin, checking in from North Spring. Thank you for joining us tonight. And then I have KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, checking in. Thank you for joining us tonight, Dave. Hope you're having a good evening. Is there anyone else in the group Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta that would like to check in tonight, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Cindy, Mr. Mark in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bright joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q and Mark, and all on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gary. And Mr. Gary brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Joy. Mr. Gary calls the net on Wednesday nights, and there is a swap net, which is always interesting to listen to, and a good opportunity to purchase or sell items. So I encourage you to tune in on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock for Gary's net. All right, at this time, I'm going to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call Net Control to check in.
HTP. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around for a couple of minutes tonight, Wendy.
W4 Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
This is KN4. W4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Harry, and I have you down for some RAG 2 later. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, checking in from Taylor, W4FHJ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Gene. Hope you're having a good evening. At this time, I'd like to welcome anyone else in the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and say 73s for each one of you.
HTP. Hello, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. James. Yours is one of those friendly voices I love hearing check in, so thank you for checking in tonight. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Hope you're having a good evening out your way, Mr. Andy. Thank you for checking in. At this time, I'll see if there's anyone else in the group India Through Lima. India Through Lima that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Wendy, say hi to Mark for us. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry, checking in from Greer, KK4JBQ. And Mr. Larry brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna, and I will pass along your greetings to Mark. And I hope you have a good evening. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike Through Papa. Mike Through Papa, please call KN4HTP to check in.
Hey, it's Wendy. Nice to hear your voice on the radio again. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Emma, I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile MP Mod tonight. 7:30 to you, Mark, and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KN4HTP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo. That's KO4PXV, Lloyd in Simpsonville. KN4HTP, please check in Kilo Oscar.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Your voice is sounding good. That's stronger, Mr. Walt. It's good to have you join us, and I hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, checking in. He is mobile near Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thank you for checking in tonight, Fred. Hope you have a good drive, and I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, checking in from Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Lloyd. You're sounding good on the radio. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Mike through Papa that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, QTH is also Campobello. And thank you for calling the net tonight, Miss Wendy. You're doing a wonderful job as usual. 73's to you and everybody on the net tonight.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chad, checking in from Campobello, KO4NUE. Thanks for checking in tonight. It's good to hear you on the radio, Chad. And Mr. Chad brings along his wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYP. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Anna tonight. All right, at this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Q through T. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima Golf. Chris and Liberty. I'll be native and native.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. At this time, I'd like to see if there's anyone else in the group Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group for check-ins, and that is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Again, KF4WIM. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Whiskey India Mike, Chet, mobile near Townville. I'll be negative and negative, just wanted to say good evening.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chet, who is checking in mobile near Townville. KF4WIM. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you have a good drive out there. I'm going to check and see if there's anyone else in the group. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. If you're listening in, please call and check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to open check-ins up to the big group Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Not hearing any additional check-ins at this time, I will go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net and with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. At this time, I'd like to check and see how my friend Harry's doing, KC4EZN. Are you still tuned in with us, Harry?
4HTC, KC4EZN. Yeah, we're still here, Wendy. Just kind of playing around with the radio, managed to
working on the new country for 80 meters, and I have to wait and see if they confirm, but just slowly doing some stuff like that. Managed to go to California and stay 10 days and come back, and we didn't catch anything and didn't bring anything back with us, so I think we're kind of happy about that. It's kind of interesting. One of the people we met out there was a young man in the military, and he has had all of the shots and has had it 3 times. So don't know what you make out of that, but that's kind of unusual. But anyway, we had a good time. It's nice and green out there, and I took my radio with me and worked a bunch of Japanese stations, which when you're 3,000 miles closer, it's a little bit easier. But just had a good trip, had a lot of fun, got to see all the grandchildren, and had a nice visit. So slowly but surely, that big tree that fell in my yard back when Fred came through, I've got the easy part of it to cut up, almost burned now. It's been keeping the house warm. Getting down to the point now to where my chainsaw is not quite big enough, and my wood splitter, which is me at the moment, is kind of balking at what's left to be done, because we're getting down now to the main part of the trunk of that tree. There's still a lot of firewood sticking up out of the ground back there, but it's off the ground, and time to start looking at figuring out what kind of rice I want to spend on that spot of ground where all the leaves have died and killed the grass. Anyway, had a lot of fun here. It was real good here in Walt. Just hang in there, fella. We're bouncing back to you, Wendy. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Well, as you were talking about your log splitter wanting to move on to some other employment, I was thinking, too bad there's not a merit badge for chopping wood, because it just popped into my head, wouldn't it be nice to bring, 5 to 10 scouts over there and teach them how to chop wood by chopping up that tree for you? but I know they had their merit badges are more fine-tuned than that, something that simple. But anyway, that idea did occur to me, and I, that man you met that's had COVID 3 times and all the shots, I think that he was wise to get him. It sounds like he's very susceptible, or he just always has to work in a high spread kind of environment, and can't imagine. I mean, I'm glad he got those, because I imagine that he might be one of those who has to go to the hospital if he had it without any vaccination protection. So that's good for him, and congratulations to you for being able to travel to and from and meeting with all your family and not catching the virus. So I'm very happy about that. That last version, or the, I guess version is correct enough, seems like it was super contagious, and pretty much everybody who got exposed to it got it. So, we had a really nice weather day yesterday. It was in like 66, and, or maybe that was Friday. Anyway, one of them was really nice, and I actually sat on the backyard for a while and just enjoyed the sun, especially when my dog Shadow was out there. She took a long time inspecting the yard in the afternoon because she enjoys the sun too. I don't know what that is, but all the cats and dogs I've had have been like sun. They just soak up the sun. I find Shadow in different strange places in the house, but it's always in a pool of sunshine. So I know what she's attracted to during the day, even the sun that comes in through the window. They must have the instinct that it gives them, good vibes, vitamins, that kind of thing, too. But it's good to hear how you're doing. What was, did you go on any excursions with the grandkids while you were out in California?
Actually, we have three, and the oldest, who is, I think he just had his 32nd birthday, they're no longer children. He's an AB tech at their church, and basically their church, the worship style is contemporary. I know one time we were there, and their preacher walks back and forth across the stage. Like I say, it's a contemporary worship style, and they make a very conscious effort to stay away from some of the old things, like the pulpit is transparent. They try and stay away from what I call religion, which that's their style. But I noticed on the screens that are on the wall, the preacher, he's walking back and forth on the stage, but he's always in the middle of the screen. And I asked my grandson about that, and he said, "Well, Granddaddy," he says, "that's my job." He says, "I'm back there with the joystick controlling the camera." He says, "My job is to keep him in the middle of the screens while he's walking back and forth." Of course, now he's one of their mobile people. They've got two or three satellite churches, and Josh goes out and sets up the equipment and stuff like that for some of the satellite churches. But we didn't take any side trips this time. The other granddaughter is basically, the youngest one is struggling to find a job, and what she finds at this point in time is not particularly high paying and doesn't have good working hours and all that stuff, and she's kind of having to learn to deal with that. But we didn't do anything really interesting. The only interesting thing, well, there's two or three interesting things, but son-in-law has a all-electric car, and that was an interesting experience to drive that thing around. I was able to hook my phone to the car and use my phone like you do a GPS, and then it doesn't make any noise except the tires rolling on the ground. So it was an interesting experience. And then somebody stole one of my son-in-law's cars and basically trashed it, set fire to it. And he finally got it back. And this thing is about a 15-year-old Mercedes that was the AMG. It's got a 5.7-liter engine. And I've been in it when it was doing 140 miles an hour. Rock solid. I still wasn't real happy going that fast, but still. And it was kind of a shame to see what those people did to it. Basically, I think the son-in-law hopefully has decided it's time to part company with it. But that was about the biggest interesting thing. Talking about Boy Scouts, my wife has approached me with that same idea that could they do a service project? And I said, well, doing it for, you know, one of the leaders doesn't quite count. It's supposed to be, you know, to help, you know, the general public or your sponsoring organization or, you know, something like that. I said, coming out to one of your leader's house and splitting firewood for it just doesn't quite cut it. Now, I says, if they want to volunteer and do it, I said, we'll figure out how to cook hot dogs or something. But so far, most of them are smart enough not to volunteer for that. But anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Wendy, and see if maybe second shift has showed up. Like I say, it was real good to hear Walt. I hope that this coming week turns out as good as it can for him. He talked last week a little bit about the things that are coming up, and we'll keep him in our prayers. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, we wouldn't call your trip uneventful, that's for sure. But yeah, I can't imagine being able to repair a vehicle that's been on fire. Significantly on fire, so I hope that works out. I've been watching a little bit of the Olympics. I taped a bunch of them, so I'm not caught up with what's going on today, but I kind of have enjoyed the mayhem of the short track races, which those are the ones where they put five or six skaters on the track at the all at once, and they just have to skate around and find out who stays on their feet and who gets across the finish line first without, you know, inadvertently or on purpose, you know, messing up one of the other skaters. So that one has been real entertaining for me. And then there's the, I admire the insanity of the downhill skiers. Why? Why they're comfortable going 80 miles an hour straight down an icy mountain, I have no clue. But I admire their insanity, and so I've been enjoying watching the skiing as well. So have you tuned into any of the Olympics?
What? My spare time here lately has been taken up working. I teach some merit badges online with Boy Scouts, and I have almost gotten even with all the work that they sent to me after the holidays. And I got an email yesterday. One of the people who attended my class last week turns 18 on the 27th of February, so they wanted to know, and number one is a female scout, which means that she is new, and this is the last merit badge for her Eagle rank, and so Scoutmaster sent me an email, and I sent back, I said, get it to me as quickly as you can, There are things that you don't want to be in causing somebody like that, because she turns 18. She has only been in the program about 3 years, so she has hustled to get to this point. Normally you start when you're 11, and you've got to your 18. Well, I think it was maybe either 4 or 5 years ago that females were the program was opened up to females, so she has really hustled. I do not want to be the person that causes her to not make it. That would be one of those things, you know, we all do things sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally, that you carry around with you all of your life. I do not want that to be one of the things. Now, if I don't get it in time, I can't help that. But I said, please hurry. And that'll make it interesting. I've had that happen a couple of other times in some classes. And those folks were fully aware of the time and got their work in, and we got it all done. But, yeah, that's been keeping me busy. I do enjoy, and you talking about insanity, I'm not sure that insanity is the accurate word to describe these guys that snowboard, do the half pipe, and the things that they do up in the midair. I mean, you sit there and watch it, and while they're turning over, they have to reach down and grab that board in a certain way, and then turn it loose and turn around some more, and then still land, and all that happens in about 5 seconds. I can sit and watch that a lot in a long time. It fascinates me that a human being can have that kind of timing and coordination. I didn't get any of that. I think we'll record some of that, and I'll watch it later during the day or something. But anyway, enjoy talking, and sounds like you've wrung this towel about as dry as you're going to get it, but I'm sure there's somebody else out there wondering. I wish that guy'd shut up. Let me check in. So we'll give him that chance, Wendy, and we'll see you the next time, whatever that is. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
All right, Mr. Harry, thanks for hanging around for some rag, too. I enjoyed it. At this time, I'd like to check and see if I've missed anyone for comments or for check-ins. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you're listening in and you haven't checked in yet, please do so by calling KN4HTP or Net Control. Well, I didn't hear anybody checking in there, so I know there's some interesting events going on tonight, such as the Super Bowl. I watched that till halftime, and then I hit the record button so I could call the Nets, and I'm interested in getting back to that, and I am rooting for the Bengals. Sorry for any Rams fans out there, but that's just what I'm hoping. Glad I didn't get any spoilers tonight. So, it just so happens that I will be running the Net again tomorrow night, KN4HTP, and I would appreciate anyone listening in that would be available tomorrow night to check in as well. The Net is at 9 o'clock. I will submit the Net report electronically, and it'll take me a couple of minutes to get that transmitted. So if you can hold on for a moment, just for your information, I had 42 check-ins tonight. So hold on, and I will submit the Net report. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night, everyone.